The Underwater Adventures of RoboFish. I'm Bob Carson with the Discovery Files. New advances in science and engineering from the National Science Foundation. RoboFish. Okay, like some kind of cyber salmon? High-tech tuna? Mechanical mahi-mahi? Well, not really. The futuristic fish being developed by Michigan State University researchers will be packed with sensors, sort of fish and chips. These strange creatures may eventually see using infrared eyes. Schools of them could provide us with a new level of underwater environmental data to help us keep tabs on things like temperature, pollutants, oxygen levels, and harmful algae. Right now, there's only one RoboFish. The prototype is only 9 inches long, but it's a keeper. It's modeled after a perch. His home is in a tank in the lab because he's not yet ready for the big currents. The team is working on future RoboFish that navigate, maneuver, and communicate with each other, as well as with the docking station. They could be able to operate autonomously for months at a time, surfacing at programmed intervals. As climate change and other forces disrupt aquatic environments, these faux fish on a mission should be able to give us a more in-depth method of monitoring. Borrowing from nature, it took expertise in the fields of electrical and computer engineering, zoology, material science, and even art to spawn this idea. For the Discovery Files, I'm Bob Carson.